Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday on the Blitz. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
You know, Tillman Fertitta is now kind of a big noise there. The fact that he's involved there is a good thing for UH down the road. The Big 12's lost his market, man. Part of that is because Texas is hardly here anymore.
Well, Texas is losing.
Well, that's part of it, too.
In 2009, this wasn't a non-Texas market.
But I'm not saying UH is going to get it back for him. It may be too late to get it back.
No.
But it would get you a presence down here, which I think it's short-sighted to ignore it.
What are the odds that Golden State stays undefeated through Christmas?
That'd be 28-0 leading up to that Cleveland game. That seems ridiculous. 19-0 seems pretty ridiculous too.
And here we sit. It's not like they've had too many games where they've been
close.
Yeah, where they've been threatened.
I don't know how you're going to stop this team. You know how many times this season they haven't scored 100 points? Zero.
Mm.
That's unbelievable.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. You could also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jongi Football, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first 2 hours, everything is available at podcastarena.com. Go check it out. Some great stuff on that site besides us, but you get full show podcast of the Blitz. Plus, you can also pick up our sports betting audiobook on there as well. And if you're about to get out of your car, all kinds of other ways to listen. The you can get on TuneIn Radio. There's that. You can get on ESPN975.com, or you can get on the ESPN Radio app. So plenty of ways to listen to the show besides
the old-fashioned way.
Yeah. I mean, we prefer the old-fashioned way. It's good. Good for ratings. But anyway, 713-780-ESPN. So here's what we're going to do next segment. And I'll give you guys a warning to get on hold, and we're going to play a little game. We're going to go through the best of your calls on What Are the Odds Wednesday. Whoever has the best What Are the Odds question, as judged by Jong Lee, the Korean master, will win a $50 gift card to enjoy a dinner on us at Quaker Steak and Lube in League City. At 45 and FM 646, they have the best wings in Texas with over 25 different sauces. TVs on every wall, so you won't miss a game. Plus, there's always a special theme night happening at the Lube. Bike night, team trivia, happy hour, karaoke, car cruise in, and more. Check it out online at thelube.com.
I'm going down to there. I'm going to get some
chicken. Yeah, I'm going to.
You know I love wings.
I'm going to go down there next week.
So if you claim you've got the best wings in the city, I'm obviously going to have to go test that.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And I'm willing to test that. So actually, you know what? Well, we can do that now because we've already got a bunch of people with What Are the Odds on hold. So we'll go through your What Are the Odds calls. So if you want to get lined up, 713-780-3776. And we'll zip through them. And the best one, as judged by Jong, you will win. You get that $50 gift card. How about that?
All right.
So hang on unless we tell you got no chance.
You can do this now?
Yeah, we're going to do it now.
Okay, hold on.
This What Are the Odds segment is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
Thank you.
Okay, so I kind of screwed you on that, didn't I?
No, it's all good.
Should we wait till next segment?
No, we're good.
All right, okay. All right, Crystal says she's glad to hear I speak oink, or at least have a few times, I guess.
Oh, is Crystal a biggie?
I don't think so, no. I've seen her out before.
Maybe she is, and maybe she's glad that, you know, you're not ruling anything out.
I never rule anything out. Anyway, okay. So, let's start with Jeff. What's your odds question?
Sports, Jeff.
Sports to you. Are you on a speakerphone, Jeff? Because you're going to be eliminated automatically. Are you on speakerphone?
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. What are the odds?
Get off. If you're on speakerphone, we're not going to talk to you.
Yeah, cut him off.
Hang
sorry.
On. Nope. I feel bad. That guy waited on hold for like 30 minutes. But if you're on speakerphone, I can't talk to you.
Guys, all right, I got to revisit this now because apparently we need a reminder. If we go to you, get off speakerphone. It sounds terrible on air.
And we can't hear you.
We can't hear you, and it makes the call impossible. So please do not be on speakerphone.
I would have liked to take his question.
I would have, too.
About Kobe Bryant.
If you can get back in, great. You might still have a chance to win, but I think it's going to be hard now. All right, let's try John. All right, John.
Hey, guys, what's up?
Sports.
Hey, my question, what are the odds that the Sixers win more games than the Warriors lose?
I'll go with Warriors lose less games than the Sixers win. I'll go 75% on that.
And you were supposed to stay on hold. Okay, so that's not a bad one. I don't know if that's going to be our best one, but it's not bad.
Did the intern hang up on him, maybe? Does the intern know to hang up?
Don't hang up on him.
No, I think he hung up.
All right. Okay. Yeah, we actually, that's a pretty good intern out there today, so I don't think that's what happened. All right, let's try. I can't see him.
Chris.
Chris, you're on. Go.
Sports to you, Chris. What's going on?
Sports, guys. Hey, what are the odds that Brock Osweiler keeps a starting job when Peyton Manning is 100% full health ready to go?
I'll go 15%. And now, the only caveat to that is if Peyton comes out and he's 100% healthy and he still sucks, they may go back to him. But when Peyton Manning comes back and is healthy, they have to go with Peyton Manning. If the Broncos are going to win a Super Bowl, they need Peyton Manning to be good. That's their only chance, and if he's good, then they've got a chance. Brock Osweiler, I don't think, is a Super Bowl quarterback.
All right, so hang on, Chris. Jose, you're next. What's up?
Sports, Jose.
Yeah. What are the odds that Floyd Mayweather gets another win before Ronda Rousey?
I'll go with 10%. I don't think Floyd's fighting anymore. I think he's done. I don't think he has any reason to fight now.
Josh?
Josh, what's up? Sports.
Hey, what's the odds that David Price actually plays out more than 2 years of his current deal with Boston before?
Before what?
I think he was asking what the odds he does his current. He finishes out his complete deal with Boston.
I don't know if he'll finish out his entire deal, but it's got to be. I mean, he's gonna. I think 2 years. I'll say 100%. He does 2 years.
Okay, Tony, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to ask, what are the odds that Jose Aldo beats Conor McGregor next weekend, and what are the odds that Fred has slept with more than two fat chicks than he claims, and I'll hang up and listen.
Okay, the odds that Fred has slept with more than two fat chicks, I'll say, is 80%. Now, if he's done it more than once, you know, I think Fred has had some times where he slept with fat girls one time and walked away from it. Which, listen, that happens to a lot of people. There's no real shame in that. If you repeatedly go back to that 250-pound woman and you don't tell her to change her life choices, that's on you. As far as Aldo McGregor, I'm going to give you a higher percentage on Aldo than Vegas will, which lets you know I'll be betting this fight. Aldo's plus 115 in Vegas. I'll go 65% that Aldo wins that fight.
Can I ask you a personal question, though?
Sure.
How many times have you bet on Conor McGregor in his entire career? You have always been on the other side.
I have been.
I don't blame you. But
I have. Well, the odds are always inflated the wrong way. I mean, that's what happens when you're – I mean, how many times have I bet on Ronda Rousey? Zero. The number's never right. I mean, it's always too big.
Yeah, although you never thought she would lose either.
I didn't think she would lose, but I was never getting the value that made me want to click the button either.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you're right. I've not bet on Conor McGregor. So, and I won't.
Or ever picked him, actually, I think.
No, I've picked him to win. I've never bet on him to win, though. Because you can't, I mean, you know, with MMA, with any prize fight betting where there's no line.
I'm always going to be on the dog or I'm not going to bet.
Yeah.
That's pretty much.
Especially if you're talking about a dog that's, you know, there's a bunch of hype behind. A favorite that there's a bunch of hype behind. You can't get onto that. That's chasing steam, bro.
All right. You want to grab the next one?
Yeah, let's go to George. Hello, George. Sports to you.
Hey, sports, guys.
All right. What do you got, George?
Hello?
Hey, now.
You're on go, man.
Yeah, sports. What are the odds that Kobe Bryant stays retired and doesn't bust a Michael Jordan and come back later on?
Man, I'll go 100%. Michael Jordan left when he was still in his, maybe not his prime, but he left in when he still had a lot left to give. Kobe Bryant has nothing left to give. I mean, he's just not a good player right now. I mean, he may if he tries to come back, he's going to end up doing like what Allen Iverson did and signing in China or something like that. The NBA doesn't want Kobe Bryant anymore.
All right. I tell you what we're going to do, because I screwed this up, John. We're going to go to break. And
you didn't screw it up. A lot of them hung up.
Well, we're going to go to break, and if you've already competed, you can hang around. I've not heard a real winner yet.
No.
Is that fair?
That's okay. Fair.
Okay, so what we'll do is, if you're on hold, we're going to get to you guys when we come back. We're going to blast through them, and then we're going to pick a winner. That doesn't mean you should hang up if you are on hold, because you may be better than the guys that are left. It's just, so far, I haven't heard that one that I'd say, okay, that's a winner, right? Is that fair?
Yeah,
that's
so
fair.
So stay hung on. We'll do a couple more minutes of this when we come back.
Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday on the Blitz. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. All right, we're still looking for the best What Are the Odds call on What Are the Odds Wednesday to win a $50 gift card to enjoy dinner on us at Quaker Steak and Lube in League City at 45 and FM 646. So, all right, let's blast through these. Cody, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Hey, guys, what are the odds that the Houston Astros actually sign a couple of plus arms to the backside of the bullpen, and also a couple of position players that had higher on-base percentage and not strikeout totals?
I'll go 40% to both of those.
It may not necessarily
combined.
It may not necessarily be somebody they sign, but somebody they trade for, which I think is the more likely scenario. Frankly,
I think a minimal of one arm to the back end of the ball.
Yeah, but I think
couple,
they'll be more active
not.
in the trade market than.
But as far as on-base percentage bats. I mean, it depends on if they're ever going to get rid of some of the bats that they have now.
Well, they are. I did see they're trying to shop Chris Carter.
Yeah, but what's he worth?
Well, he's worth getting off the roster.
He opens up a spot, I guess.
Right,
yeah.
For guys you already have, or you know, for somebody else. Okay, Marcus, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Hey, Fred. So you've covered horse racing, sports betting. What are the odds you go for the trifecta, and the next audio book is going to cover poker?
You know what? I've thought about that, but that's a market that's, well, maybe not for audiobooks.
Yeah.
I don't really have the time right now, to be honest with you, because we've got so many other projects. But I think at some point, maybe. We'll see. I'll tell you what, if I win a big tournament, then I'll write one. So right now, I'd say 2%. All right, we got four more we're going to do real quick. Christian. And, John, tell people to quit talking to you so you can pick a winner. That's not cool. What's up, Christian?
Sports.
Sports to you.
So I have a question. What are the odds, say, if the Minnesota Vikings or the St. Louis Rams, if they make the playoffs, Adrian Peterson or Todd Gurley gets NFL MVP?
First of all, the Rams have zero chance of making the playoffs.
Yeah.
Todd Gurley, the way he's played the last few weeks, he may have lost his stranglehold on the Rookie of the Year. Adrian Peterson's a legitimate MVP candidate, I think, although I do think he's behind Newton, Brady, Palmer. I think you get into that second tier where it's Adrian Peterson, Luke Kuechly, and J.J. Watt.
Yeah.
Todd Gurley, zero chance. I mean, if you're going to be a rookie and win the MVP, you have to have a freakish season.
He
had several freakish weeks.
Yeah,
but he's been, I mean, he had 19 yards this week, and the Rams are not making the playoffs. No chance.
All right, let's try Luis. What is up, Luis?
Hey, sports guys.
Sports to you,
so
Luis.
So here's my question. What are the odds Brock Osweiler takes the Broncos, wins the Super Bowl, and then Peyton Manning has to change his single to retirement? Looks pretty good.
Yeah. We talked about Osweiler. I don't think he's a Super Bowl quarterback. I think he's decent, but I do think if they win the Super Bowl,
but
it's going to be on me. And Manning would find some place next year where they'd pay him to play football.
Yeah, but points for getting in the reference to the
yeah
to the commercial. All right, Chris, other Chris. What's up, other Chris?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Sports.
What are the odds that, I got two, what are the odds that Fred sets a PR at his next run? I met him at the Turkey Trot. And the other one is, what are the odds that the Packers run the table to make the playoffs?
I don't know if they, the Packers, I don't know if they have to run the table.
No,
to
but
make
I
the
think
playoffs.
They make the playoffs.
As far as Fred making his personal best, I'm going to go the odds are low because there have been times where Fred was way more serious about consistently running than he is right now. I'm going to say Fred's been busy enough lately with other stuff besides running that I'll put it at 30% that it's a PR his next time out.
Well, this is kind of my first week. We're doing a 10K Saturday and a 5 on Sunday. This is where I'm starting my serious training for the half marathon.
Yeah.
So
how many 10Ks have you done?
7 or 8 now.
Okay. What's your PR?
There's no way I'm going to beat that because my best in the I don't really count it because I came in at under an hour, but my phone said it was 9.6, so it wasn't the full 10.
Okay.
The best one that I've done under I've done around 110 is about the fastest I can go for 10K. Okay. But I won't hit that this week.
What's that, like a 10-minute mile?
It's slower than that. I mean, it's because it's basically, you know, 35 minutes for a 5. It's about 11, somewhere in there.
Okay.
But it's a little slower than that even. It's like 11:30. But, I'm not that fast. I'm working on speed training right now to try to get my speed up. And, you know, I anticipate my fastest one will be after the first of the year. So I don't think I'll break it. And I was terrible in that turkey trot. It was so freaking humid. All right, one more. Kendall. Okay, John, I hope you've got a ranking.
Sports, gentlemen.
Sports to you.
Hey, what are the odds they will ever be able to possibly make a better Christmas movie than Die Hard?
Do you know there are people who insist that that's not a Christmas movie, that it's just a cool movie that happens to be based around Christmas? I happen to think that it is a Christmas movie. And I have it ranked very high on my list of best Christmas movies.
What else is in the conversation?
Well, that's a good question. Rudolph.
National Lampoon's.
See, that's a good one.
Elf.
Elf's very good.
Elf makes me laugh hard. I don't know why, but that movie makes me laugh really hard.
Yeah. Will Ferrell, though, there's something about him that I just find him funny in just about everything. Even the movies that are terrible, that like Step Brothers, I thought was funny.
Yeah. What about Gremlins?
Gremlins is a Christmas movie. That counts.
Okay.
I don't know that you've given me one better than Die Hard yet, if you count Die Hard. And I do.
I may be running out. I don't know that I got. What about a Christmas Story?
That's a good movie. Isn't It's a Wonderful Life technically a Christmas movie, too?
Yeah.
Scrooged.
Scrooge is good.
No, not Scrooge. Scrooged with Bill Murray.
Yeah, Bill Murray.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking
about. Yeah. That was a good one.
Yeah. That's
John,
all
you got anything on this?
Yeah. Mine's probably Elf, my favorite one.
Elf is funny. I do like Gremlins, though.
Yeah.
Any love for Jingle All the Way?
No. What about Bad Santa?
Bad Santa's good. That's a good one.
That's pretty good.
Okay, here's another one. I don't think the people would count it, but Trading Places.
Yeah.
That's sort of a Christmas movie, right? Remember he was dressed up as Santa drunk, which was pretty awesome. I love that movie.
What else?
Home Alone?
Home Alone should be in the conversation, although I think that's more viable for guys like us than guys like Fred. I think, you know, that's because that's part of our childhood. But what about Batman Returns? I mean, a Christmas movie with Danny DeVito as the Penguin has got to be up on the list.
Yeah, probably. I'm going to stick with Die Hard. And I know everybody, that's not a Christmas movie. So. All right, John, you've heard enough now. Pick a winner.
I liked Cody, the Astros question.
Cody, the Astros question?
Yeah.
Okay, well. There you go. I thought there were some good ones on there. So, Cody.
Am I choosing it? Or are you guys
voting?
No,
you're choosing.
Too?
No, okay. We're not voting. You get to choose. So, Cody, congratulations. You won a $50 gift card to enjoy dinner on us at Quaker Steak and Lube in League City. at 45 and FM 646. They have the best wings in Texas with over 25 different sauces, TVs on every wall so you won't miss a game. Plus, there's always a special theme night happening at the Lube. Check it out online at thelube.com. Don't worry. In 15 minutes, we'll play another game. So you got a chance to win again.
And I got two arrow questions.
Do you remember Lethal Weapon took place on Christmas?
Yeah.
Does that count?
Well, I think if I'm going to count Die Hard, don't I have to count Lethal Weapon?
But there was snow in Die Hard.
That's true.
Christmas in L.A. doesn't feel the same way.
Well, no, because Die Hard took place in L.A.
Did it?
Die Hard 2 had snow because that was at the airport.
Airplane one. Yeah, yeah, you're right.
See, boy, I know way too much about Die Hard.
You're right. I stand corrected.
All right. Well, actually, technically, you sit corrected.
I sit corrected.
That's all right. We're going to take a quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday on The Blitz. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Jeremy says there's an epic Christmas scene in Goodfellas. Does that count? Pink caddy, fur coat? Probably not. Jason Braddock texted me and said, don't be too manly to name Serendipity. Braddock, you don't even watch movies.
I've never seen Serendipity.
Neither have I, so.
It's not that I'm not. Listen, I do a lot of stuff that isn't manly.
Yeah, we're all aware of that. But yeah. You'll be able to hear Jason and Craig Shelton, who tweeted me a photo of one hell of a fish that he caught at 7 o'clock tonight on Hustletown. So check him out.
Like a real fish?
Yeah, like a real fish. He said he caught near the end of while he was fishing, which is when you don't want to get the big one because by then you're tired and it's quite the fight. But that's a big fish.
Did you see a picture of it?
Yeah, he tweeted it to me. Huh. Let's check my timeline there. You'll see it. Because I ran out to him in the hall and he was telling me he caught two big ones. Okay, so
did
here,
you retweet it out?
Yeah, I'll retweet it right now. How's that?
Okay, good.
Yeah, because that is a fish, man. That deserves a retweet. All right, so I put together my five that I would have on my list. And I don't know that they're in any particular order, but this is it. Die Hard, Bad Santa, Scrooged, Elf. And then very tough for me to choose between the last one, Rudolph and Frosty the Snowman.
Okay.
Now, Rudolph was made the year I was born, and it still holds up over time because those little...
1928?
No, stop. Good 1964, Lord. Dickweed. But
the moving picture shows.
but the thing about Rudolph is those little things were creepy, and same thing with Frosty. The little...
The animation is weird. The claymation.
Yeah, it's kind of claymation. It's kind of like they're puppets. But as much as that freaked me out when I was a little kid, when I got to be like 17 or 18... there was nothing like getting high and watching those.
Yeah.
Because you're like, whoa, that is so cool. So anyway, but that'd be my five.
Getting high and watching Gremlins is pretty crazy, too.
Yeah, well, a lot of Christmas movies, I think, if you get high, are enjoyable. Like Nightmare Before Christmas, I don't really like, but if you're high and watching that, that's a pretty cool movie.
I think we can agree that marijuana makes a lot of movies that would otherwise not be interesting at all, makes them pretty interesting.
I would agree.
I'm not going to lie. And this, again, I'm going to say something that's not very manly. Natural born killers, when you're not high, less interesting to me.
There are scenes, though, that they do specifically for you to have been smoking.
I mean,
when the snake scene and when he's flip-flopping between cartoon guy and real guy.
Right.
Yeah, you're supposed to be high when you watch those. That's how I made the movie.
And I think maybe it's because it's so long. It feels so long.
Yeah.
If you're not high, it's just kind of exhausting. Which, by the way, speaking of, do you watch The League?
No.
John, are you a League guy?
I was for the first season and a half, maybe.
Okay. Well, never mind. I still watch it. It's the last season. And this last episode, over half the episode was in cartoon. Like, it was it was very strange. Like, Rafi and Randy went to Puerto Rico, and it was all a cartoon. I don't know why.
I don't think that's
it.
Weed. That's like mushrooms or something.
Yeah, but it kind of threw me off, and it made me think that the show, I just need to stop watching. But now there's like two episodes left in the whole season I have to watch.
Yeah. So jump the shark with two episodes left?
I think it jumped the shark with the cartoon thing.
That's one of those things that, yeah, okay. You better nail it if you do something like
yeah.
that. All right, let's...
That is a pretty big fish.
Let's...
What kind of fish is that?
Looks like a big catfish. It looks like a big catfish.
Doesn't have whiskers.
No.
I don't really like holding fish. Is that weird?
No.
They smell bad, and then if you hold the fish, your hands smell like fish no matter how many times you wash them for like a week.
Oh, stop. It's not that bad.
They're gross. I like to eat fish, though.
Well, I like to catch them myself and clean them and then eat them.
No.
Get them nice and...
I like to get them at the supermarket.
See, I got spoiled growing up by the coast where if I didn't get really fresh fish, I can't eat it when it's been frozen for too long. It just, I can taste the fish taste and I hate it. So I am kind of a fish snob.
I like to, my wife won't buy anything that's farm raised.
It's a black drum, Jay says. Okay.
But she, like the wild caught stuff is okay. I don't know what the big difference is. I can't taste a difference, but apparently she can.
You know what? I think all the time I've gone fishing in Galveston, I'm not sure I ever caught a drum, even during the drum run. I'm always speckled trout and redfish, red snapper, things like that, flounder. Caught a lot of those. I don't think I've ever caught a drum.
Okay.
It's very odd.
Farm raised is when they pump those fish with a bunch of chemicals and stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So you always want to go with the wild.
Well, that's what my wife does, even though wild costs like three times more. I can't, for that money, I'd eat the chemicals. I'd take a shot of those chemicals if it would save me $5 a pound.
Let's squeeze in a couple more calls here, and then we'll line you up for our last Moron of the Week game. Gary, you're on the Blitz. Go. Got it.
Sports guy.
Hey, sports.
Hey, I got a what are the odds question. Okay, you know Kobe Bryant's on his farewell tour, and everybody's supposed to give him gifts when he comes to the city. What are the odds when he gets to Charlotte, Michael Jordan gives him a bill as a gift because he stole all his moves?
I don't think he's going to do that. I bet Jordan's very respectful to Kobe. And it seems like now that Kobe said this, you're going to get a lot of these guys like paying their respects. And I even think Jordan is one of those guys who – now, Jordan will never
– No, I don't
Kobe's
know.
Kobe's in his class.
I think Jordan's kind of turning a little bit into cranky old get-off-my-lawn guy.
You think he turned full heel at the Hall of Fame induction?
Yeah, I think he kind of did. He turned into Clint Eastwood in Gran Torino.
Okay.
That's kind of what he became.
But a little bit less racist?
I don't even know if I'll go that far.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you talking about him as a director or him as the actor in that movie?
The character in Gran Torino. Yeah,
he wasn't too racist. I guess
he was. Well, yeah, he started off
racist,
but
definitely
racist. He came to fall in love with the lady
yes,
kids.
Yes. He started the movie extremely racist. And then he came to get to know those little Asian kids.
He uses racial slurs in the movie.
Yes, at the beginning of the movie, yes.
Yeah.
All right. Squeeze on Kevin real quick. Go, Kevin.
Hey, guys. I had a question for y'all. What are the odds the movie Concussion has an impact on the way the NFL is viewed by the public? And if so, How much do you think that'll hurt them?
I don't. People are still going to watch football. People have known what's going on with that. And
yeah,
they dumbed this thing down. Like, for whatever reason, the studio agreed to, like, cut out whatever's in this movie, the studio agreed to cut out the worst stuff that the NFL asked them to. So,
And honestly, the general public doesn't care. I this is kind of a media-driven thing. And I think the NFL does nothing but pay it lip service, and the media does nothing to try to blow it up and make it a huge deal. And the reality is, most fans don't care. If we started doing a segment on concussions right now, you know what the response would be? I'm going to go see what's on 1560.
Yeah,
people just don't care. But you know what? Here's what you do care about.
But they will go see Will Smith use an African accent.
Well, and Will Smith's always worth seeing.
Tell the truth.
I like Will Smith.
Was that an African accent?
That's the best I can do.
Okay.
All right.
Can you do better?
No.
Let's hear your tell the truth.
Tell the truth. All right, I can't do it.
See, it's hard.
That sounded
Asian. It's difficult.
All right.
Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday on The Blitz. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Tonight, The Flash and Arrow join forces for an epic two-night event only on the CW. Watch the crossover event of the season at 8 and only on the CW39. Make sure to keep your dial on ESPN 97.5 for your chance to win Aero Green Machine giveaways, and that's where we are. Two of you are going to be winners. One of you will be a loser. You already had to answer a question to get here, so good for you.
Quick programming note. Tomorrow at 4:30, Sage Northcutt of the UFC will be in studio with us.
Awesome.
And it just came out that he was going to train up at TriStar with George St. Pierre and the likes and decided to pull out of there for his fight camp. So we'll talk to him about why tomorrow.
All right.
Tune in.
Here we go. Corey, you get more on number one, which we're going to call cutting the cord. Roger gets more on number two, which we'll call out of his shell. And Martin gets more on number three, which we'll call eastbound and clown. So we'll start with cutting the cord. More on number one playing for Corey. Two of you are going to get the Flash and Arrow prize pack. Two sisters tried to strangle their mom on Thanksgiving. Then they tried to kill her with a towel and a pillow. But first they tried to kill her with computer cords. Jennifer Barnes, 23, and Joanna Barnes, 24, pleaded not guilty to attempted murder. The sisters put the cables around their 56-year-old mother's neck and then each grabbed an end and tightened the cords, but she was able to get free. One of the sisters then tried to strangle her with towels, while another tried to smother her with a pillow before she fled the house. I probably would have fled the house long before you ever got to the towels and the pillow, but okay. She called police after getting out of the house and asked officers to check on her daughters, but didn't say anything about what happened. They began investigating after the mother went to the hospital the next day with neck injuries and bruising. Each sister being held on $50,000 bond. Don't try to choke somebody with a computer cord, especially not your mom.
By the way, last night when they had him tied up to the post on Fargo,
yeah,
wouldn't you have tied one around his neck and held his head close to the post?
Yes.
That would have saved him a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
Just going forward. If you ever kidnap someone, tie their hands, feet, body separately. Then tie it all together.
Can we also say
something else?
Don't monologue. I mean, if you escape, don't monologue.
No, you've got a man hanging.
No, that never works because then especially when you see the wife moving, you should have killed her to begin with. All right, we go to Ann Arbor, where you might remember this story, but a Canadian man who was caught at a border crossing with 51 turtles taped to his body. He was in court. He finally pled guilty Tuesday to smuggling or attempting to smuggle more than 1,000 of the reptiles out of southeastern Michigan. Kai Zhu would order turtles online, travel to the U.S. to pick them up, and then ship them to China or return with them to Ontario. He pleaded guilty to 6 crimes in federal court and faces a maximum penalty of 10 years in prison for running off with the turtles. We call that one out of his shell. And finally,
any explanation on why he was smuggling turtles?
Makes a bunch of money on them in China, apparently.
For food purposes? Are they really lacking for pets there?
But even after he was busted, he did not stop smuggling turtles. He did not even slow down, apparently. So that's why he was arrested a second time.
Jeez.
He said he usually deals in turtle shipments worth $30,000, $80,000, or $125,000. In China, the turtles he smuggles are worth 2 to 3 times the amount he pays here.
Because you know, in China, they don't even like female kids. They don't have time for that, much less for turtles.
But they love them some turtles there, apparently. And finally, moron number three playing for Martin. Are you a fan of clowns?
I'm not, like, terrified of clowns like some people, but I'm not crazy about it.
You're not going to go out of your way to see a clown.
No.
Well, apparently a teenage boy in Wisconsin has freaked out an entire town by simply doing what teenagers do, clown around, sort of. Apparently, the 15-year-old gets dressed up in different clown outfits and then goes stands in front of his mother's house and just stands there. His mother says he's doing it for laughs and to make people smile. I don't think his intentions are to upset anyone. However, the police have asked him to quit doing it now because he's scaring the hell out of people driving around town seeing a freaky clown just standing there staring at them. So that's more on number three. He'll be playing for Martin. So
one winner or two winners?
Two winners. Recap, eastbound and clown is more on number three. Out of his shell, more on number two, the turtle guy. And cutting the cord, the two women who tried to choke their mom with a computer cord, playing for Cody. Those are your three, Jong and AJ. Who are our two winners?
I like one and three, I think.
I do like one.
Cutting the cord?
Yeah. One's a sure thing.
Yeah. I'll take one and three.
This was a weaker crop than normal.
It was a weaker crop than normal. It hasn't been a great moron week, and I didn't bring anybody from Florida into the equation.
Yeah.
So 1-3. So you're good. It's going to wrap it up. Good job, Jong Lee. Good job, AJ Hoffman.
Hey, Pursuit coming up this evening, too.
All right.
Good luck with that.
See you guys tomorrow here in studio. Till then, stay sportsy, bitches.